Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints of God and listening audience. God bless you all and welcome again to another episode of Fire and Desire, a radio broadcast here with your co-host, Rodney Veeney, and of course our host, Prophetess Valerie Bearwell, who will be joining us shortly. Praise the name of the Lord for this day, and we thank God for another opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you all in the listening audience. We pray that the words that we have shared thus far have been transformational as far as the impact on your life. We pray that you are continuing to embrace the message of the kingdom, and certainly we love to hear from you regarding the impact these messages are having on you. We do continue to thank you for your continual support of this internet radio broadcast, and we certainly celebrate our host, Prophetess Valerie Bearwell, for all the great things she's doing in the kingdom of God. Amen. And so in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about leaders and kingdom leaders, and one of the things that has been resonating in my prophetic quiver over the course of the last several months is this topic that I've been using, emerging kingdom leaders. And, you know, there's been opportunities that I've had to speak and share the word of the Lord concerning that. And today we're going to continue to talk about leaders and emerging leaders and leadership in general as it pertains to the plan and the purpose of God. I believe that there is a kingdom sound that's being released in the earth today. And what we must realize is the significance of the people that God is, in fact, using to release that sound. Amen. God always has a person. He always has a vessel in the earth through which he's going to move, through which he's going to release what he wants to release in the earth. Amen. And so when we're sharing about leaders and kingdom leaders and emerging kingdom leaders and things like that, it is essential that each of you all who are hearing this message understand that you are a key. Amen. Each of us is a key to what God is doing. Amen. And there are, in fact, people who are chosen by God for such a time as this. We have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. This is, in fact, our finest hour and our time. Amen. There's a new generation of leaders who are emerging in the earth even right now. God has processed them and prepared them for this hour, for this moment. And it is, in fact, your time. And so it's essential that we understand the significance and the relevance of the times that we're in. Amen. You hear so many people talk about, you know, we live in dark times, evil times. Well, certainly, you know, there's some merit to that particular statement. But nevertheless, we've got to understand the significance and the relevance of us being where we are and in the position that we are at this appointed time as pertains to God's plan and God's purpose. Amen. I believe that this is, in fact, the finest hour for many of us. Amen. And so it's imperative, again, that we understand some things regarding our purpose, because some things regarding our assignment in the earth. And so tonight, again, we're going to talk about writing kingdom history. Or last week, you know, we looked at a scripture text out of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and I showed how God was actually commending a particular leader. Jehoshaphat, in fact, was the particular leader that we were looking at. And God commended Jehoshaphat for things that he had done. But God also made mention in this text about something Jehoshaphat had not done. And so this is what I refer to as our record. This is the record that is in the archives of God in heaven. And this is what this is how the record is going to read regarding our lives. Amen. The record is being written regarding our lives. Those of us who have come to the kingdom for such a time as this, those of us who this is, in fact, our time, our record is being written now. And so it's being recorded, the things that we are, in fact, are accomplishing that we have been sent to the earth to accomplish. And it will also be recorded if there are things that we do not accomplish that, in fact, God sent us to the earth to accomplish. Amen. I talked about how many people, you know, many people, they collect obituaries when they go to your funeral, and that's all good. But nevertheless, there is a record that it's being kept in the archives of God in heaven. And this record is true, and it cannot be changed or altered after your lifespan has been completed. Amen. And so certainly we need to be serious-minded and take advantage of the opportunities and the dimension of grace that's available to us in this hour to accomplish and to fulfill our purpose in the earth. And we need to make sure that we're running our race. We're running the course of God, amen, while it is, in fact, our time. There's always a greater one who's coming after us. I always tend to use the analogy of athletics or sports. You know, Michael Jordan had his day, and Michael Jordan ran his course. But LeBron James was coming after Michael Jordan. And so whatever Michael Jordan didn't accomplish in his time, in his time is eventually going to run out. He's going to run his course because a greater than is coming after him. And such is the case with us in the spiritual realm. There's always a greater than that's coming after us. And that greater than that's coming after us is either going to replace us or, in fact, we're going to hand off to that greater one and enable them and help them to move into position to fulfill their purpose in the pen of God. Amen. And so tonight, what I want to do tonight, I want to take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, because I want to focus tonight's discussion on the fact that the emerging leaders, those of us who have come to the kingdom for such a time as this, it's important for us to study the history of the previous generation of leaders. Amen? History tends to repeat itself if, in fact, it is not studied and different choices and decisions are made. Amen? History will, in fact, repeat itself if, in fact, we don't study history, learn something from history, and then make some different choices and decisions to get a better or a different outcome. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 is where I want to begin tonight, and we're going to begin there at verse number 1. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse number 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ, some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer." Verse 11 says this, "Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come." And that's the verse that I want to focus on tonight. God bless you, Prophet Valerie. I see that you've joined us. God bless you tonight.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet.
Amen. And so verse 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, this is the verse I want to focus the discussion on tonight, Prophet. It says, "These things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition." That word admonition,
amen,
speaks to our instruction.
Instructions, amen.
Amen. That's something that we are supposed to get from them. And this is a principle. This is a principle here that we can extract from the Word of God, and basically it's teaching us that we should, in fact, look at the history of the previous generation.
Yes.
Amen? We should,
amen,
look at the history of the previous generation, and there's some things that we need to learn or glean from their shortcomings. Because if,
yes,
you see the verses preceding verse 11, he's talking about the primary reasons that they failed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And these,
mm-hmm,
these are what I refer to as the five most common causes that people don't make it, don't fulfill purpose, don't fulfill the destiny. And the one that always blows me away that's a part of the group is the one that's listed in verse 10, which is complaining. it just amazes me that that even made the group. But this shows you, amen, but this shows you how serious God takes, you know, this complaining and murmuring spirit that some of us move in.
Amen.
Amen. But the emphasis again and what we want to talk about tonight is the fact that we should and need to look at the history of the previous generation of leaders. And we need to look at and learn from their shortcomings and their failures. And as a result of that, you know, we should come to a place where we understand how to avoid, how to make different choices and decisions in order to come out with, you know, get a better outcome, get a better result. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, because that's what God is expecting of us. So we're going to talk about some things, practical things tonight, that I believe were, in fact, some of the shortcomings of the previous generation of leaders. Again, it's not my intent to bring an indictment against anyone. I'm just practicing a principle that we're learning from the Word of God. Amen? I'm not trying to demean. I'm not trying to discredit. We thank God for our forefathers. We thank God for what the previous generation of leaders have, in fact, accomplished. We're not overlooking that. We're not diminishing that.
Amen.
But, in fact, if in fact, we're going to usher in a greater dimension of God's glory, there's a lot of things that we're going to have to do differently. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And that's even a decision, as
we're moving forward in this, the prophet, we have to know that even the generation prior to us, they had to glean from what they saw.
Exactly.
And based on what they saw, they felt that they were going to make a better impact by changing some things. But as we talked about last week, about how the greater is coming.
Amen.
We're taking that same mindset that as we track the history of past leadership, and we're gleaning that which we can carry, looking at their shortcomings, because we know that in the next whatever you want to call it, there's greater coming, because we've learned the lessons. We've taken the time to track the history.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. Exactly.
Amen.
And so this is the purpose and this is the intent for this type of discussion. It is to glean the wisdom, you know, to move forward, having gained something from their experiences. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
One of the things that I learned recently, and I heard someone talking about it last night, is the fact that when you have an encounter with a prophet, and it's not just prophets, but you see this predominantly in the prophet's life. When you have an encounter with a prophet, that prophet can, in fact, shorten the distance to your next miracle.
Mm.
And he can do that by means of, there's a lot of things that God has taken this prophet through in his processing.
Wow, wow.
And so there's a lot of things that I have learned in my process. Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
If you receive me, the Bible says, if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you will receive the prophet reward. Well, part of that prophet's reward is the fact that I can shorten the distance to your next miracle.
Wow.
I give you access to what I have access to.
Wow.
Amen. The prophet's reward is getting access to everything the prophet has access to. Now, the challenge that a lot of people have is in receiving the prophet in the name of a prophet.
Right.
Amen. You've got to receive me for who God says I am.
Amen. Amen.
Now there's a whole lot to that now. There's a whole lot to that. You've got to receive me for who God says I am.
Amen.
Amen. You've got to respect the gift. You've got to even trust the gift. Now, you can have some issues with Rodney, but you have to receive the gift.
Amen.
You have to respect and accept the gift of God that God has placed me in the body of Christ to be. And so, and such is the case with any man or woman of God, including yourself, prophetess. You know, people have to receive you for who God says you are. Now, sometimes people don't want to call you by your right name.
Amen. And, you know, you talk about that. We talked about that this morning, actually, in our prayer time. Prophetess Sheila had shared with us how God dealt with her this weekend. And the bottom line was that often we, and you told me about this you've had to tell me, I've done better, about diminishing the gift on your life and how sometimes
Amen.
I just say, Valerie. But that's not, I'm not just Valerie. I'm Prophetess
Amen.
Valerie, and I have to get used to saying, I'm Prophetess Valerie.
Amen.
Because if I can't respect what God has done, how then would I expect others to want to receive and receive my gift when I myself am diminishing what God has done?
Amen. Amen.
So, yeah, that's
Amen.
Good.
Amen. So it's an indicator that people are not receiving you when they refuse to call you by your name.
Amen. Amen.
By your right name. Now,
yeah.
We're not getting all into titles and things like that. Certainly, there's a setting and there's a time and place for all things.
Yes.
That's a setting that I want to be referred to as Rodney.
Amen.
You know, but when you having a prophetic encounter with me,
yes.
And God has positioned me in your life at that appointed time, and for the purpose, for the sole purpose that there's something in my quiver that you need to receive.
Yes.
Can I get a little swag with you? You got to step to me right.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Right.
You have to step to me right. You have to respect the gift. Amen.
Amen.
Because I can only be a prophet to you when you receive me as a prophet.
As a prophet. Amen. Amen.
Now that doesn't take anything away from it being a prophet. But
right.
to you.
Right.
But to you
right.
who's having an issue with receiving me, I can't be who I am to you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're not receiving me as such.
Amen.
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 I pray someone gets something out of that little dialogue there, because that's important.
Yes,
that's
it
important.
Is.
You know, you can nullify a gift. Because you don't receive it. It's right there in Matthew 10. He says, if you receive a prophet, whoever receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive the prophet's reward. And he didn't just say that about a prophet. He said, whosoever receives a righteous man in the name of that righteous
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, he said, you know, whoever receives me.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, this thing is all about relationship.
Amen.
When I get a relationship, I get access to what the
Absolutely.
Person has access to.
Yes.
Because I got access to, because I had relationship with Christ, I got access to what Christ has access to.
Yes.
It's all about relationship.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So, you know, when people are disrespecting you as a gift, there's no relationship there. And so, you know, God will shut you down in their presence.
Yes.
Even though you
wow.
have in your quiver what they need.
Wow.
Because
wow.
they haven't received you.
Amen.
They haven't
Amen.
Received you. God is not into, you know, he doesn't celebrate people who don't respect his gifts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God does not celebrate people who doesn't not only celebrate the gift, but doesn't acknowledge the ambassador that's been sent.
Amen. Amen.
You know, he's backing the ambassador.
Yes.
You know, because he sent the ambassador. He sent that person to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you need to receive, and you got to position yourself. Amen? And you got to position yourself accordingly so that that person can, in fact, be the prophet that they are to you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
release what they have for you.
They can fulfill the assignment in your life.
Amen? Exactly. A good
yeah.
example of this prophet is, and we're getting a cut off track here, but that's all good. A good example of that is found in 1 Samuel chapter 9. Where Saul and his servant are looking for his father's donkeys. That was never really the original intent of God. You know, that season for him working for his father was over anyhow. And this is the reason why they can never find the donkeys, because, you know, God's not going to help you do that now, because that's not what God is after.
Amen.
You know, that's the
Amen.
Plan for your life. So he's unsuccessful finding the donkeys. And so this is what he and his servant decide. They say, now, let us go to the seer. In those days, the seer was another name for the prophet. They
prophet,
called the prophet
yeah.
the seer. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So they
mm-hmm.
said, let us go. The servant said, there's a seer in this city over here. Let us go see the seer or the prophet. So notice now, Saul and his servant are going to seek Samuel out based on who they believe he is.
He is. Mm-hmm.
They didn't just go to him and say, that man, that we're going to here see Samuel, you know, because
yeah.
we believe he can help us. Now, they're
right.
seeking this man out as a prophet.
Yeah.
Because they said, you know, let us go down here and see the seer now and find out where we go from here.
Right. Amen.
Okay, we've not been successful on this initial journey, so we need some instructions here. We need some direction. So let's go see the seer. So the point is, they seek him out based upon who he is. They're receiving him before they meet him.
Yeah.
They received him. They positioned him. They positioned themselves by that mentality, by that attitude. They positioned themselves to receive from this prophet of God before they even meet this prophet of God. Because they're acknowledging who he is.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And so, again, this is 1 Samuel 9. So when they get down there and they ask about Samuel the prophet, and they're told that he just got into the town. Now, notice now, God has already spoken to Samuel about Saul before he shows up. See, this is one of the things I declare over your life, Prophet of Valerie. There's a word in the earth concerning you. God
Amen.
Has spoken. And his word runs swiftly.
Amen.
And people are being moved and positioned and even responding now to what God
Hallelujah.
Is saying concerning you.
Hallelujah.
People
Amen.
Are just not turning them over their bed and calling you.
That's
a result of a word that God spoke.
Thank you, Lord.
And they're being moved. They're being positioned. They're responding. People, I declare this in the mornings when I pray. I declare that people are waking up with me on their mind. Why? Because
Amen.
God has spoken.
Amen.
And they're understanding what they need to do concerning me.
Amen.
Because God has
Amen.
Spoken.
Amen.
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 And so God has spoken to Samuel about Saul before he even knew that, met the man. And in fact, it appears as though Samuel didn't really know who Saul was. Because when Saul shows up, God spoke to Samuel again, so that's the man right there I was talking
that's
to you about.
Him. Yeah.
That's him right there. That's him right there. So he is this prophet now. He's carrying around something in his prophetic quiver for a person that he doesn't have a name for.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a name for this man. And so they have this encounter, and Samuel releases the word of the Lord over Saul's life, giving him specific directions and instructions concerning his purpose, concerning his destiny. And, in fact, he had been instructed by God. He had even gone as far as to set aside provisions for this man.
Bless God.
He had set aside provisions for this man. Amen. And so, again, all this would have been nullified had not Saul received him as a prophet.
Yeah.
The provision, the directions.
Yeah.
All right. And if you look at the story closely, you'll find that Samuel is going to give him instructions concerning provision, concerning substance, and concerning knowledge, some information that he needed.
He needs
some information that's going to be released. He's going to connect him with people that's going to give him information. The instructions connected him with people that's going to give him information, substance, and provision. All wrapped up into the word of the Lord that Samuel is going to release over his life.
Yes.
Again, all of this is going to be nullified if, in fact, Saul doesn't receive him as a prophet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I don't know who all that was for, but there was a sidebar that we just traveled
Amen.
Down, and someone needs to understand that. You know, the prophet can't even be a prophet to you if you don't receive him as such.
Amen. Amen.
And the prophet's reward is getting access to what the prophet has, in fact, accessed.
Ooh, amen.
Amen.
That's going to help somebody.
It's all based on relationships. Amen.
That is going to
Amen.
Help somebody. That's going to
Amen.
Help somebody, Prophet. I sense that's going to make an impact on somebody tonight. Amen.
Amen. Well, bless the Lord for that. Amen. So, again, let's talk about some things now concerning kingdom leadership. I believe that these are some things that we're going to discuss yet and glean from the previous generation's shortcomings. One of the things that I think that has happened, and again, my intent is not to bring an indictment, but we saw how some of the leaders in the previous generation had become unteachable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an indictment. I mean, again, I'm not trying to bring an indictment, but that's a fault. That's a shortcoming. We, as the emerging kingdom leaders, must make sure we never become unteachable.
Amen.
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 Ecclesiastes 4. We looked at this last week. 4:13. It says, "Better is a poor and wise youth than an old and foolish king who will be admonished no more. In other words, he's become unteachable.
Yes.
You know, and with that spirit of unteachable, you know, it's included in that is not able to receive from anyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, not celebrating, again, goes right back to this thing, not celebrating the gift that someone else represents in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Not even acknowledging some gifts. You know, some of the previous generation leaders don't even acknowledge some of the emerging leaders. Don't even acknowledge us as gifts to the body of Christ.
Right.
You know, celebrating is one thing. Acknowledging is a totally different thing. You know, you got to acknowledge me before you can even celebrate me. If you can't acknowledge me, certainly you're not going to celebrate me. So sometimes they're not even acknowledging us.
Yep.
And that's inclusive in this thing about not becoming unteachable, you know, not remaining open, you know, not being able to hear God speaking through anybody but themselves.
Yeah.
Amen. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Amen. That's dangerous. We've got to make sure that we don't make that mistake.
Amen.
The next thing is we must remain faithful to the purpose of God. And we must remain faithful to the purpose of God, the original intent of God, and we must remain faithful to our specific assignments. And you know, we can't afford to get off track and start pursuing things that's going to cater to personal gain, that's going to cater to our own prominence. We can't get off into doing things that's really designed to build our own kingdom.
Amen.
We got to stay on course. We got to stay on track. And we've seen some of that. We've seen some of that in the past, you know, where, you know, if the angel of the Lord comes in with the measuring line, with the measuring stick in his hand, like he did in Zechariah 2, you know, it's going to be the alignment is going to be so far off from the original intent of God.
Amen.
That it's going to be really sad.
Yeah.
It's going to be really sad. We've got to stay on course. We've got to stay on track with the original intent of God. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
And you know, as leaders, when we're not on track, those that are following us are probably off track as well.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Have to look at that because that thing snowballs. If I'm a leader and I'm out of alignment, then I'm not teaching those that are following me what the importance of alignment is because I'm out.
Amen.
So with what I'm doing to seek self-gain. I'm teaching you to promote self-gain. And so then you've got the whole big ball just lollygagging, not even concerned about their specific task, the thing that God sent them, they're caught up in their own thing. And that happened because one leader was out of place. Yeah.
One leader.
Yeah.
That's very important. That's a good point that you make there, Prophet, and the story incident in David's life comes to mind. We as leaders got to realize the impact that we have on the people that are submitted to our leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That's some serious impact there. There's some serious ramifications there and consequences there when we don't follow the instructions of God. Here, now watch this. Remember the account with David, where David was instructed to go down and to get the ark. And he goes down, and he has specific instructions about, you know, transporting this ark. And, you know, so they're traveling along, and the oxen stumbles, and one of the men, I forget his name, he reached out and touched it, and he died on the spot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
was David's fault.
Yeah.
David knew. David was given instructions regarding how to transport this. All right? And he was told specifically who should not come into contact with this ark. And so, you know, this man died because of David's lack of leadership.
Yeah.
And so we've got to understand, I mean, this thing is serious. The mandate of God is serious. And you know, people, come on, Prophet Valor, Clint Black, some people are not going to make it if we don't fulfill the purpose of God.
Absolutely.
Simple as that. Amen. And God is going to hold some of us accountable for that.
Yeah.
You know, use this account in the Bible to back that up, to support that. Jesus had the disciples and the multitude out there, and they had been on a crusade for some days. And Jesus told them, he said, you know, I have compassion for this multitude because they have followed us out here, and they've been out here all this time. And he said, we need to feed them. And the disciples were like, you know, well, we're going to get food out here for all these folks. The disciples said, well, tell them, go home and get something. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, he says, if we send them home, some are going to fall along the way. In other words, somebody ain't going to make it.
Yep.
If we don't do what God has appointed us to do, somebody is not going to make it.
Yeah.
And that's the attitude that we as emerging kingdom leaders need to have. You know, my assignment is critically important.
Yes.
There are people whose life are hinging on what God has placed me in the earth to do.
I tell people all the time, I heard this at a conference in Atlanta some years ago, and the messenger at that moment was stating that while we're deciding whether we're going to do it the way God intended, there are people dying because they're waiting for us to be in alignment.
Amen. Dying.
Dying.
Dying. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, I never forget years ago, this was a report that kind of went viral on the internet. But there was a young boy, I think he's probably 8 to 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And this young boy died because he had an abscess on his tooth that was never treated. And the infection killed him, got into his bloodstream and killed him. And, and the shock was, this is something that's so simple these days. Something that's so simple to be able to resolve, but for whatever reason, this young boy didn't get that he needed.
Wow.
And that spoke to me, because people are dying every day from simple stuff.
Yes.
From simple things that there are, in fact, solutions in the earth for. But somebody is not in position.
Yeah.
Someone is not in position, you know, to do what need to be done so the people can get the help that they need. Amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, when I hear things like this, I always try to do look at myself and do a self-retrospection on myself and things like that to make sure that, you know, I'm staying serious-minded about, you know, the intent of God for my life. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that's a couple of things. Now, the other thing that I want to kind of get to in, as we wind down on time here is we have to acknowledge and celebrate each other as a gift. I've already talked about the fact that, you know, some of the previous generation of leaders don't acknowledge the emerging leaders and certainly don't celebrate us. Amen. We can't get to the point where we don't do that.
Amen.
We've got to learn from them and understand that that's a shortcoming. That caused a breakdown. In the body of Christ, and so we can't allow that to continue to go on. We've got to celebrate, and we got to acknowledge and celebrate each other as a gift.
Yes.
The next thing that goes along with that is we've got to understand that God is building a network, and a network is going to be more effective than a local church.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God is building a network now, and we've got to participate with this building of network, because in this network, divine synergy is going to work much at a greater dimension for us. It's going to be a greater level of synergy, divine synergy that we're going to experience.
Amen.
Let's talk about that, Prophet, the network, because
this is the
advantage of the network. The network is going to be established by God. God says, and he says, I'm going to do the gathering here, and I'm going to do the connecting. And there's been many times, even of myself, I've tried to connect with other people, with other ministries, and it didn't work. But God says, I'm building this.
And he said,
I'm connecting the pieces. Amen? He's connecting the pieces. And it's going to be much more effective than a local church, simply because people are going to be able to come and be exposed or subjected to this network. And there's apostolic grace, there's prophetic grace, there's evangelistic grace, there's pastoral grace, there's teaching grace and anointings that are resident in this network.
Yes.
And
yes.
No one is going to be left lacking.
Amen.
You're going to have access to everything you need.
Amen. Amen.
You'll have access to everything you need. In any given local church house, you don't have access to everything you need.
Sure don't.
And so the day is coming to a close where you're only going to get exposure to the apostolic anointing during that 1 or 2 week revival they had once or twice a year.
Right, right.
It's coming to a close now because we need access to it more than once or twice a year.
Yes, we do.
It's coming to a close now where you're only going to see the prophetic come in that house, all right, once or twice a year during a revival. This is going to be a network where there are going to be teams of prophetic people, apostolic teams that are resident there. And it's not going to be a church.
Amen.
It's not going to have a church agenda.
Amen.
But you're going to be able to come. People are going to be able to come and have dialogue with seasoned prophetic people such as yourself. And be able to sit down and get some revelation knowledge concerning purpose and destiny.
Amen.
People are lost in life today, prophetess.
They are.
One of the reasons they're lost in life today? We're talking about saved folk.
Yes, yes.
People are lost in life today because of the fact that they've never had a prophetic encounter with a real prophet.
Amen. Amen.
It's the prophet who finds. The prophet, one of the roles of the prophet is to locate lost sons. The evangelist finds the lost.
Yes.
I'm sorry. The evangelist finds the lost to save the lost.
Yeah.
But the prophet locates the lost. In other words, those people who are even saved but lost in pursuit of their purpose when it comes to purpose and destiny.
Wow.
It's the prophet who gives the direction and instruction concerning purpose. And destiny. This is why there are so many people who are lost in life. They've never had an encounter with a real prophet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the prophet only comes to their church once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm. If that.
During revival.
If that.
Amen. And exactly. If the prophetic office is not even acknowledged.
Right.
Then you don't even get it then.
You don't even get it then.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's coming. That's coming to its close. That's coming to. That's going to be changed because God, in fact, is building a network now.
Amen.
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 Amen. And so that excites me because I know the need. Yeah, it's a tremendous need for people. You know, for people to have. Exposure to all the dimensions of grace that he's placed in the body.
Okay.
Amen. The apostolic and prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the evangelist has his place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pastoral
mm-hmm.
has his place and the teaching has his place. But we've nullified the grace gifts in the local church.
Yes.
And it has been a disservice to the people. It's been a disservice to the people. Amen.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the last one I want to discuss, prophetess, is this right here. We have to prepare the coming generation of leaders to fulfill the purpose of God.
Amen.
And on a personal level, on an individual level, perhaps I should say, we should have someone with us who can take over for us.
Amen.
Amen. We need to have someone with us who's capable of taking over for us.
Amen.
Now, and we need to work with that person, not in the ways that we've seen in the past. We can't get intimidated by that person and try to, you know, control their gift or manipulate that gift.
Yeah.
But we got to allow God to use us in helping that person to develop and to grow and to mature in their gifting.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
You know,
Timothy 2. You can help me, but I ain't going to give you no tools.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, we get so many leaders become insecure. They become intimidated. Well, this person is, in fact, supposed to take over. It's a tragedy when you have a great work. And Ecclesiastes talks about this. It's a tragedy when you have labored in the vineyard and have raised up, God has used you to raise up a great work. But the downfall is that you never prepared anyone to succeed you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, please have to say it this way, some fool comes along and hurts your work.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy. Or, you know, the people who are left there end up just fighting over it and making a big mess out of it. Instead of having someone that you groomed that God has put in your spirit, that this is the person that he wants you to prepare, you know, for the next dimension of his glory.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have someone with us who can take over for us. Scripture says in Proverbs 13:22, it's a familiar text of scripture. People quote it all the time. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance unto his children's children.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a disservice, Prophet, is that we have focused and focused that scripture only on finances. Now, I'm going to be transparent with you, and this probably is not going to shock you, but I am much more wealthy in spiritual assets than I am in finances.
Amen. Not a whole lot, though. I speak that. Just a little.
Amen. I'm wealthy when it comes to spiritual assets. Now, the finances is on the way.
Amen.
But I've got a whole lot. I've got a whole lot to leave when it comes to wisdom.
Amen.
Grace.
Amen.
And anointing.
Amen.
And I'm just sensing in my heart, in my spirit, God is telling me to say, I'm being led to say certain things to certain people. This is not my life problem. This is the castle. Even today, I was led to say certain things to certain people who have celebrated me and received me for who I am.
Amen.
I've been led to say certain things to people about, and they don't really know where I'm coming from yet because I haven't divulged all the information. But it's really about getting them into position to receive something from me.
Amen.
Before I'm taken away from them.
Amen.
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 You know, even as one young lady today, I said, now, if there was one thing you could get from me, what would that be?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I didn't get a direct answer back, but she mentioned some things that she has always been impressed about me being able to do and hearing God, things like that. And that's where I was going with that.
Right.
I'm moving into a place now where I want some people in place.
Amen.
That I can pass the mantle off to.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And this is not something that we saw in previous generations.
Yeah.
You know, basically, we just made it the best we could.
Yeah.
But for the grace of God.
My.
Amen. And so this is something that I think that all of us as emerging kingdom leaders need to begin to look at now. I know it's our time. We're emerging on the scene now. But nevertheless, we need someone with us who's capable of taking over for us. And we need to begin to speak the word of the Lord into certain specific people's lives, people that have celebrated us, people that have acknowledged us, and people that receive us for who God says we are.
Amen.
These are the ones who have positioned themselves now.
Yeah.
And that's not everybody that's been following you around.
That's right.
Amen. But those are the ones who have celebrated you as a gift. They have acknowledged you as a gift, first of all, foremost. They have celebrated you as a gift. And they're in position now to receive something major from you, a major impartation, before you're taken away from them.
Amen.
And when I say taken away, doesn't necessarily mean going away to heaven. It means that your status in life is getting ready to change, and they will no longer have the access to
access
you that they have now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You get ready to go up. But before you go up, get ready to leave something.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That's good, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
That's
Praise
good.
The Lord.
That's good. Wow. That's good. Yeah, that's good. That's
Amen.
Just real good.
Amen. 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 That was shortcoming of the previous generation. You know, God raised us up, and he, you know, had us in quiet, small places and isolated places, dealing with us directly. And we didn't get as much from, we didn't receive as much of an impartation from the previous generation. that's not God's plan for this realm.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. This was good. That this was good. This is going to help some folks. Yeah.
Definitely. I pray. Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
Listeners, yeah, listen to this. Pass this on to other emerging leaders. Let past generation leaders hear it as well, because they were once emerging leaders.
Yes.
So, you know, as he shared, we're not trying to bash or tear down anything, because in that time, they were emerging. And
yes,
they learned from somebody else. Now we're learning from them. And then, as you
yes
talked about it, Prophet, we're going to pass some things on to help the next, the greater, that's coming after us, to learn some things and not have to go through some things because of what
Amen
we've already experienced. So
yes,
I bless God. I bless God for this. Listeners, know you can always reach out to us. Find both of us on Facebook, Rodney Vini and Valerie Burwell.
Yes.
And we're just excited about what God is speaking in this season. I will be back on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. With the theme, I didn't know where I belonged.
Wow.
I didn't know where I belonged. So join us then for another time of empowerment. I know that you will be blessed as we both have been blessed today. Prophet, we may have a few minutes. You want to close us out in prayer?
Amen. Sure. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you, God, for what has been declared and what you have allowed me and us to release, God, over these airways tonight. We pray, God, it would transform the lives of the listening audience, God, and that will be response, God. People will be moved by the word of the Lord. We bless you for it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.